Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think within our lifetimes, we'll hit a point where like all dudes are wearing makeup again. We had
Korea,
that.
In Korea, they wear makeup.
Yeah, I think we're going to, we kind of had it in the emo era. Like it was kind of normalized for dudes to wear makeup.
H sometimes lets me put it on if he's going to like a warehouse party.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then he went and we visited his friends first and they're like, the fuck's on your face, bro? And I was like.
See, what I mean is I think we're going to hit a point at some point in the next decades where guys don't make fun of each other for that.
Yeah, because it's
awesome.
We'll
hit that phase.
They make fun of each other for having small.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that trend on TikTok where it's like I get robbed, but I accidentally grab the setting spray instead of pepper spray.
No,
and they do it with their boyfriends, and they like do this thing, and then they put their boyfriends in full makeup, and they like turn their like, and these guys look amazing with like full makeup.
I mean,
you looked
great at the Smosh Hospital. I was like, okay, honey,
gorgeous,
thank you.
And in the trailer, you were like,
yeah.
Oh, you see yourself in the mirror, and you're like.
It was like, Court was just like, and you were just like,
yeah.
Anthony and I were in the back just watching you, and I was it's like, incredible. Oh my God.
Hola, bienvenido a Smosh Mouth. Soy Shane.
Y soy Amanda. Y hoy tenemos un invitada especial, Olivia.
How did you guys like that?
Bienvenido.
You automatically change your voice, like the tone of your voice.
I cannot help but go into like a
Spanish
soccer
teacher.
Announcer.
Yes.
Because like that's like, hola, bienvenidos.
Yes.
Y football especial. Like I just, because I love that shit.
Yeah.
Mine's Spanish teacher. Lavas los platos. Bienvenidos.
You do sound like a teacher.
Yeah. I'm into it.
You could pass as a
teacher.
Teach me something.
Yeah, I'll teach you Spanish. Guys, why are we speaking different languages?
We kind of, in coming up with this episode, it was a, like an A to C type situation, right? We're like, the Super Bowl's coming up, but do people really want to hear us talk about football? No, but Bad Bunny is doing the halftime show, and Bad Bunny, a lot of his songs are in Spanish, and I was like, I love other languages. Let's try to see if we can read other languages as a bit of a challenge for ourselves.
This is why?
That's our excuse for doing it.
I thought it was like, oh my God, did you guys know Olivia is Chinese? And then they're like.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, they're
actually,
like.
It is true. You are Chinese.
No, but you guys realize like, oh my God, she's Chinese. She speaks a different language.
Yeah.
It occurred to me a couple months ago for the first time.
Yeah, that I'm Chinese.
Yeah, I thought you were just
It was
totally
during Smosh
white.
Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, oh my God, you're Chinese. Also, you next to Trevor. Oh my, he is like 2 feet. He's like double your size.
Is he?
I don't know, but seeing it on screen was wild.
No idea.
It was a wild.
How tall is Trevor?
I don't know.
I want to say Trevor's 6'4", 6'5".
Anyways.
So as of recording this episode, it's still January, but when this episode airs, the Super Bowl is next week, or it's coming up.
And your prediction was?
So I predicted that the Rams and the Texans were going to go to the Super Bowl. That didn't happen. But something kind of crazy, I was thinking about this, all right? So this weekend, as of recording this, the Broncos and the Patriots are going to play in the AFC Championship.
You versus me.
I know. We're facing off.
And now, Olivia's here.
You know what's crazy, though? So the Broncos, in their last game, it was an insane game, but then their quarterback broke his ankle on the final play. So now in this game,
bummer.
Broncos are at a huge disadvantage. They're probably going to lose. If you remember, in our 2025 predictions, I said the Broncos are going to go to the AFC Championship and lose. Does nobody remember that I said that? That
no,
was
because
one of my
when
predictions.
You're, when you're saying stuff like that, I just go, la, 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 Earth is fun.
I predicted it in January of 2025, and this is the 2025 football season.
Wow.
And so I predicted the Broncos were going to lose here.
That is crazy.
Thank you, Olivia.
And you know what? That is
very crazy.
Shane, that's very
insane.
Cool.
Insane.
Olivia, do you watch football?
No, I do not. But okay. Your prediction, wow, that's awesome.
Thanks.
So cool. Really cool that you predicted that a year ago during this time.
I will say that my mom is a huge Patriots fan. She loves the Patriots. She watches it every single Sunday. So she is very excited about this.
And I'm very happy for
I'm so excited for your mom and for you. This is amazing. Football is cool.
Olivia, if you were to watch anything on Sunday, what would it be?
I would watch, oh my God, so many shows on HBO.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I would also watch those.
Yeah.
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 I also enjoy TV.
Any specific ones?
Are you watching Task?
Of course.
I started Task.
Yeah.
You started it.
Well, it was one of my mom's favorite shows from 2024.
Okay,
so
well,
like,
me and your mom have a lot in common.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'll watch football on Sundays.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I actually, here's the deal. I don't actually love watching the sport of football. I do love watching sports. I'd rather watch football.
The World Cup is this year.
Or hockey. Or
the
baseball.
World Cup is this year.
Yeah, we got the Winter Olympics and the World Cup this year, and I am stoked for that shit.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with the World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, too. I didn't know that. Why?
Because the stakes are just huge. Because
right.
I'm like, it's the world. Like, football's cool, but I'm like, this is just in America. And it's like, all right, cool. The World Cup, I'm like, holy shit, this small country is trying to get this achievement that they've never gotten.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, when Messi won for Argentina, it was crazy.
Yeah. He is so popular.
He's awesome.
My nephew literally consistently wears Messi outfits. And then he went to a Liverpool game with his dad. And he was just, it was so freaking cute.
Yeah, man.
So wait, who's in the World Cup?
The World Cup is.
What is this happening?
This happens this year, later this year. I want to say.
Where? Where is it happening?
Actually, it's going to be in America. It's going to be held all throughout Canada, Mexico, and
I think it's going to be at Bank of California.
Yeah.
In LA,
they're gonna have them in like
SoFi
Stadium.
Every stadium across.
Why can't we go?
I think
tickets are probably
crazy. Wait, don't they have a lottery going on for World Cup right now?
Winter Olympics. They have lotteries going on. Chance was looking into that.
Summer Olympics for 2028.
Oh, for 2028.
Summer Olympics for LA for 2028.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's in 2 years.
I know.
And it's going to be psychotic.
Where are the Winter Olympics?
Italy.
I always forget that there's snowy mountains.
Yeah. When is this? Sorry, I've been asleep for the past 3 years.
The Winter Olympics are in February.
What is happening? What's going on?
Bienvenidos.
Okay, but isn't winter going to be over soon?
Is what?
When is winter over?
March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Prime winter is actually January, February.
Hey, so I don't know how seasons work. I thought spring was happening.
Well, in LA, it's hard to know.
Prime winter, technically before global warming, was October to March,
yeah,
pretty much.
But now we get it in January.
Now it's like December to March. Like, the East Coast right now is a winter wonderland, currently.
I'm about to go to Colorado for the Bronco-Patriots game, and it's going to be like 20 degrees.
Are you... what's happening?
See, look, recording this podcast, time is weird, right?
Time
because
is very
we're in the
weird.
Past, but it's airing in the future, and so...
Olivia, you are here.
You're here.
You're at Smosh Mouth.
But don't worry.
It is 2026.
No, we have rehearsals for Smosh Hospital.
No, that's done.
No, we already did that.
We already did that.
It's okay. Sometimes there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and I don't know. Why don't you just tell me when this episode's coming out? Then I'll know the timeline.
February 7th.
Great.
Second.
Great.
February 2nd.
Literally in 2 weeks.
Feb 2.
But you guys don't want to hear us talk about sports for an hour.
No, so keep going. And your predictions.
That's why we've wanted to do this for a while
of
reading other languages off a teleprompter and seeing how well we can just read them without knowing the language.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many fans who are from so many parts of the world, speak so many different languages.
So cool.
And I do, like, one of my lifetime dreams is to be able to speak Spanish. I've been off and on in classes my entire life.
Same.
I suck at it. I suck at learning languages.
You have to consistently practice it.
Mm.
Also, it's much easier to learn it when you're younger, which is why my son, we are teaching him Russian now because my husband speaks fluent Russian, obviously. And so I think when they're younger, you can teach them 100%. Easier, which means that I have to get a Russian tutor. I have to, because I can't have my husband and my son just talking behind my back.
No.
I can't let that happen.
No, it's going to be bad.
I can't let them have a special bonding time. Or you need to be in there.
Yeah, you got to learn.
I do have to learn. So we will be doing some Russian today, and I will be very bad at it.
Okay.
I practiced in front of my husband, and he was laughing the entire time.
Probably better than me.
You're going to be better than both of us at that. And then Selena wrote a paragraph in Tagalog, which I couldn't tell you what.
I've never read in Tagalog, ever.
No, I don't know what I'm getting into.
Because Selena is fluent.
You're fluent.
Wow.
We have so many people here who work at Smosh who are fluent in multiple languages.
Well, Olivia.
I am fluent in Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chinese. Mandarin is the language. Mm-hmm. I'm also fluent in stupid.
And that's a skill.
We'll also be reading that off the prompter, or we'll just be talking it.
Olivia, something that I remember, it blew my mind when I first started working here and we were like hanging out at the office and you were on the phone with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking shit about me. But it wasn't just that you were speaking Mandarin. You would go back and forth between English and Mandarin.
Jinglish.
Within the same sentence.
It's called code switching.
Why are you?
Anyways.
Thank you, ally.
Learned it in college. It's called code switching.
When I go from one language to the other?
Yep.
Oh.
People do it all the time. That's what it's called.
I thought code switching was more of a cultural thing.
I thought it was
people being like, oh, I got to talk this way to white people
because
they're racist.
No.
Like when I go home.
That was my assumption.
Me too. I thought that was code switching. Like when I'm here, I code switch. I'm a white person.
No. 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 I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick with that.
Wait, let the audience decide.
Guys, what do you comment below? What do you think code switching? Do you think code switching is when you are talking to someone in the same language and you're switching back from two different languages? Or is code switching because you are trying to be more white for other people's comfort?
Or other. Like, it doesn't have to be just white.
Yeah, code switching is like, I think I always assumed it was like in a specific society. It's like, okay, I'm going to be judged if I don't like speak way.
Yeah. So I have to
switch up how I'm talking.
I guess I'm the only one who thinks it's the other way. So this
is
the issue.
I can see why. I think, okay, you know what I think? I think textbook, maybe this is correct, accurate. And then I think as, you know, people started being more code switchy, like they started using that term as like a cultural thing.
You guys know when you learn something, like, years ago, and you're like, that is fact forever. You've never asked questions about it. You've never like researched if it's wrong. You've just imprinted in your brain like that is correct.
Yes, the earth is flat.
I assume I'm wrong about everything.
I heard someone say that.
Well,
that's a conspiracy theory that is actually going on.
I know
that there's an ice wall.
It's unfortunate.
You guys, I'm kidding.
I know.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. Shane, there is so much to do. Family, hobbies, career, football, and then there's my healthcare. It's like a complex puzzle, and finding the right piece is so hard. I don't know how you do it.
I'll tell you how I do it. I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. I love that I can easily search for specialty or symptom. With 150,000 providers across all 50 states, it makes it easy to find network appointments.
Ugh, searching for symptom rather than just searching the web is so much better.
I know. And speaking of feeling better, there are verified patient reviews so you can obtain a real sense of who your doctor is. When I was looking for a doctor, I was able to search by specialty, like I said, and in my area, and I was able to book an appointment within 72 hours. It was so quick and easy, and I found someone I'm a big fan of.
¿Cómo se dice? I'm ready to book my next appointment.
I don't know how you de-say that. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. Back to the show.
Vamos! Shall we get to some languages?
Should we try to speak some other languages?
Because also Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl, and I'm very, very excited about that.
Okay, so most of the Spanish that we have, we're going to speak some Bad Bunny songs so we don't get copyright struck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't sing too beautifully, okay?
I definitely won't. I'm going to be talking this. Do you want to start? So we're going to talk some Spanish, and then we're going to translate it for you guys.
Great.
And if you are a Spanish speaker listening to this, I apologize ahead of time.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying my best here. I can barely speak English.
Jane, do you want to start?
I can start.
Start.
I feel like I generally feel pretty good about pronouncing Spanish words because it's like more consistent with their vowels.
Yeah.
Whereas English, I'm misspeaking shit all the time.
Yeah,
and same. Our comments are letting me know all the time.
Really?
Oh, I because I learned most a lot of words from just reading alone, I never
so
learned
sad.
How to pronounce a lot of words. Like, truly. So people are constantly like, you're pronouncing that weird. And I'm like,
no,
yeah.
I think it's never because it you have loud. An accent. Like, you say eggs like eggs and leg like leg. You just have a little bit of an accent.
Wait, really?
And I don't know what accent
say
that
it.
Is.
Eggs.
Egg.
Egg.
That's egg.
Leg.
An egg?
Leg.
Like.
Leg.
Eggs.
Eggs.
It's okay. Eggs. I say milk.
Sorry, no, we cannot move on.
Moving
milk?
On.
What was that?
Milk.
Milk. Milk.
No, you
milk.
Don't.
Milk.
Oh,
milk.
You say it with an E.
Milk.
Milk.
Why?
Milk.
Milk. Stop doing that.
I don't know. Boston.
Milk.
Oh, yeah. Boston.
Milk.
Okay, here we go. How do I pronounce that first word? Okay, it's is it
obviously,
TT? It is TT. Okay,
okay,
I didn't. Okay, all right. Titi me pregunto de conejo malo. Titi me pregunto si tengo mucha novia, mucha novia.
Mucha
novia. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra, pero no hay boda. Titi me pregunta si tengo mucha novia, mucho novia. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra.
Nice.
Me voy a llevar a toa pa un VIP, un VIP A. Saludan a Titi. Vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Say cheese A.
I love that.
Que sonrían las que ya les metí en un VIP A. Saludan a Titi. Vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Say cheese. Que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí.
Nice.
Okay, let me see. Can you scroll back up? I think I can kind of get the gist of what's going on.
Are you going to sing it?
All right, I have a question.
Can't sing it.
I have a girlfriend.
Yep.
Is that a lot of girlfriends? I have a...
Tomorrow.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's talking about a girlfriend. He's like, I got.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question about my girlfriend. Are we going? Are we going tomorrow?
Tete me pregunto si tengo mucha novia, mucho novia. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra. Pero no es boda. Titi me pregunto si tengo mucha novia. Mucha novia. Hoy tengo un.
Sound way better than I do.
Una mañana otra. Otra. Me ya voy a llevar a toa pa un VIP, un VIP. Hey, salude na titi. Vamos a tirarnos un selfie, say cheese. Hey, que sonrían las
nice.
Que ya
wow,
les mete. En un VIP, hey, saludan a titi. Vamos a tirarnos un selfie, say cheese. Que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí. I don't know if that's how you say
nice.
That.
Nice. That was killer.
Anyways.
Sounded good to me.
Years of Spanish, you started to like be able to do that. But what's crazy is in Spanish class, they teach you like go to the museum and da-da. But when you're in a car, you're like, I need to get to this place, blah, blah, blah. They don't teach you like the quick.
Right.
Like, hey, I have $5. I have to get to this. Where right. can I get a coffee with milk? Con leche.
One thing about this, too, background, Bad Bunny's Puerto Rican. So this is, it's, like, there's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Spanish. Puerto Rican. Spanish. Yeah, because there's probably a million
Which,
different.
Should we tell our fans that I am not Puerto Rican?
Yeah, so I saw a comment recently.
Puerto Rican.
There was a Smosh Mouth clip, and someone was like, is Amanda White? And someone's like, oh, I think she's Puerto Rican. Oh. And I was like, where'd you come up with that? Like, where
East Coast, short, I am not Puerto Rican. I am Portuguese. My family's from the Azores.
Oh, okay. See, this is, I think they're like Portuguese,
Puerto Rican, East Coast. It's okay.
And yeah. I just want Compliment. You guys to know, the audience, I am Chinese.
Not white. People,
not white.
I know. Everyone's always saying that, too.
They're always
like,
saying that.
I'm like, stop it.
And I'm not, you know? So yeah. I just want to make this
very, yeah, you're very Chinese.
I'm also not Puerto Rican.
Yes, that is true.
And that's an important Puerto distinction Rican. To make. People get confused.
I'm in a very Chinese time in my life right now. What does that mean?
It's just a funny to say.
Tell me. Because I kind of get it. Sometimes I'm like, I feel very Portuguese right now. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God, I thought you were saying I feel really Chinese right now. I'm like, what do you mean?
No. When I'm with my family and we're eating the food and it feels nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I just feel very Portuguese at that moment.
I don't know if this is what that means.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm in my own boat over here, and that's fine.
That's fine. Are you in a really Chinese time of your life?
No, he's just,
I'm
he's white.
So white.
He's Wonder Bread.
It's like,
should we figure
one
out,
note,
guys?
One
no,
note my
we're all
life.
Chinese, okay? We're all Chinese today, and it's really great.
Wow.
Let's figure really? Out the definition of this.
Okay. Oh, so wait.
Auntie asked me by Bad
Bunny. What was it? What was the word for auntie?
Titi.
Okay, good to know.
Titi.
Okay. Auntie asked me if I have a lot of girlfriends.
A lot of girlfriends.
Oh, she's asking if I have a lot of girlfriends.
Yes.
I thought, okay, I got confused by the, all right.
So his aunt's being like, do you have a lot of girlfriends?
You have a lot of girlfriends?
A lot of girlfriends?
Today I have one. Tomorrow I'll have another. Hey, but there's no wedding.
Oh, because he doesn't want to settle down.
No.
Baby.
Bad Bunny, you're so bad.
Bad boy.
Auntie asked me if I have a lot of girlfriends.
A lot of girlfriends. Okay, that's him being like, a lot of girlfriends. Ha
Okay, today I have one. Tomorrow I'll have another. I'm going to take them all to the VIP. The VIP, hey, say hello to auntie.
Oh,
let's take
a selfie.
Cheese. Say cheese. Hey, let the ones I already fucked smile. Damn.
Okay, auntie is watching.
This is from genius, okay?
Wait.
This is genius rapping.
Bad Bunny
would never say that. Bad Bunny would
never
do that.
Say that. Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah, he probably would. Dude. Wow.
VIP.
Okay, we
say hello to auntie. Let's take a selfie. Say cheese. Let those who have already forgotten about me smile. Ooh, let those who have already moved on smile.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
And when he sings that at the Super
Bowl,
I'm gonna be.
Do we think he's gonna sing this song at the Super Bowl?
Is this his number one?
It's one of his.
I don't think it's number one.
More famous.
Songs. Okay.
Yeah.
His songs are massive.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He's like the number one artist in the world right now, right?
Yeah. I feel
right?
like, is
Pretty
it crazy?
Much.
But I feel like Super Bowl, I don't know if it's like the number one artist, but I feel like Super Bowl, that's what they do. They try to get, it's like SNL at the time, right? They try to get like,
It's always
tough
though, because they got to find an artist that excites like every generation. And Bad Bunny's very contemporary. So I feel like a lot of older generations are probably like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But then he's going to sing and they'll be like, this is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
It's also interesting that cheese and selfie are cheese and selfie.
Yeah, and VIP.
Interesting.
VIP.
Interesting.
And VIP.
Yeah. Huh.
Is that all the lyrics for that?
No, for that song that I put in, yeah. But there's more.
Got it.
Yeah. Great.
Cheese in Spanish is queso. And it's not queso.
Yeah, but saying that in front of
I think he's code switching.
Yes. Language code switching.
Well, because if you say queso in front of a photo,
queso, the
face you'd be making is.
Then, you know what? A Spanish teacher would probably say that, you know, when you like go to a Spanish speaking country and you've taken years of Spanish in America, yeah. You're like, hola, adios, amigo. Like you say these things that they don't say anymore.
Right.
They don't say adios, amigo?
No.
Okay.
Ciao.
Whenever I've traveled to other countries, sure. I'm like, I feel like such an idiot. I feel like such an idiot. Just because trying to speak the language.
It's okay.
It's also traveling, you realize that everyone everywhere is bilingual,
yep.
Except for us.
Yeah. Yep.
Except for me, I mean.
Except for you, because
a lot of Americans.
And I was like, fuck. When I went to Japan last year, I tried so hard to learn as much as I could
before
I go. And I was like, I'd be like, dore wa, and they'd be like, yeah, the bathroom's over there, man. Like, and I'd be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Every other country but us is like multiple languages because that's what you should be doing. But we are like English.
Fucking dumbasses.
But I think the effort to try is...
Yeah.
Agreed.
Of course.
When you try, you're like trying to assimilate.
I'm really trying to commit to it now and not get discouraged.
Except in France. I don't think you should just try. I think you should just...
I've heard in France, don't even give it a shot.
I think it's like, I'm so sorry. I think you should just say, I'm sorry. You just walk up and go, I'm so sorry.
When I was in
France, everyone was so nice.
No, it's not that they're not nice. It's just like...
They're just like, don't try to speak
French. When I went to France and I tried, they were like, no.
Don't try.
Just stop.
Wow.
But like, if you live in Emily in Paris world, everyone speaks English. I actually don't watch
Emily in Paris world. I've never watched the show, but that world sounds so funny to me. What a weird, wacky world.
I mean, the outfits are incredible.
All right. We have another Bad Bunny song.
My turn.
Do you want to take a shot at it?
It is your turn.
Okay. DTMF, De Bad Bunny. I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't take Spanish in high school. I took Mandarin in high school.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this is going to be really bad, and I'm so sorry.
If you only want to do a couple lines, that's fine.
Debbie, tirar más fotos de cuando te tuve. Debbie darte más beso y abrazo las. I don't know how to say that one.
Vese
que pude. Pude? Y ojalá que los míos nunca se muden. Y si hoy mi embaracho. Pesque me wooden. You go. Take it away.
Featuring Amanda.
Debe tirar
más foto de cuando te tuve. Debe darte más beso y abrazo las veces que puede. Puede. That's not puede.
Pude.
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 Hmm. Ojalá que los míos nunca se muden. Y si hoy
embaracho,
pues que me ayuden.
Ayuden is help me, isn't it? Help?
I would assume that's help of some sort.
I'll say this part. Though. I'll say the translation.
Yeah, say the translation.
I should have taken more pictures when I had you. I should have given you more kisses and hugs whenever I could.
Cute.
This is a sad one.
Yeah.
No.
A, I hope my people never move away. And if I get drunk today, I hope they help me out. I should have taken more pictures when I had you. I should have given you more kisses and hugs whenever I could. I hope my people never move away. And if I get drunk today, I hope they help me out.
Oh, wow. Damn. This is sad as hell.
Poetry.
Wow.
Poetry.
I know I've joked a lot over the years of like, oh, I want to be able to do the splits or stuff. But truly.
Yeah, that's been years.
And I've moved on a little bit.
But
truly a genuine like. Goal of mine that I've had for like a decade and I just need to work towards it is, I know speaking Spanish and like hearing it will always be like really hard. And I struggle to like hear English sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I really want to be able to read a book in Spanish. Because, like, I love reading. And, like, visually, I think I pick up on things a lot quicker than, like,
I think you
audio.
Absolutely could.
So I'd love to get to that point. Because once I can start reading it, I'm like, I can read all the time and I can do that every day.
You could get one of those books. They have this Russian book where one side is English, one side is – one page is Russian. So it's like – you're reading it. The Russian's obviously totally different, but
yeah,
you could
I would
do that.
Want to. I'll definitely be. I want to get some classes and stuff in because I know the syntax and stuff is different.
Yeah.
So if I did that, I might start misinterpreting certain
words.
But I want to get to a point where I'm like, because I think I understand a lot with Spanish of like the structure of a sentence and everything. But yeah,
you're such a student. I love that.
I love learning.
Same.
Really love it.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by MeUndies. Shane, do you know what would be really funny?
Okay, what?
If we matched underwear.
That's so funny. I was just thinking that. We can match with MeUndies. MeUndies is great for matching with your partner or your co-host. We can wear the same prints, but in different cuts like bikinis, trunks, boy shorts, boxer briefs, and thongs. They are all made from their signature ultramodal fabric.
It is so soft. I am obsessed with their Valentine's Day collection, you know, because it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. And you have to order soon because, you guys, February 14th is around the corner. Oh, my God. Shane, I have the best idea.
What?
We should match undies for my B-Day.
Yeah! MeUndies has a first pair promise, 45 days risk-free, which means if your first pair doesn't work out, they'll make it right, no hassle. Over 30 million pairs have been sold, and they have 90,000 five-star reviews.
Ooh, okay, I have a five-star review I want to add.
Let's
literally
see.
They sent me the V-Day collection. It is so soft, so beautiful, so cute. And they sent me the bralette. And I'm telling you, me and bralettes are not friends. We are absolutely friends. Aww. It fits. It's supportive. It's cute. It's soft. I feel like I'm not even wearing a bra. And that is magic.
Make this Valentine's Day one to remember with matching underwear from MeUndies. To get exclusive deals up to 50% off, go to MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth and enter promo code SmoshMouth. That's MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. Promo code SmoshMouth for up to 50% off. Back to the show.
Let's go.
Nice.
Can't wait to see your thong.
Yeah. It's going to be great. People are going to know when I'm wearing it.
Yeah. That butt's going to be popping.
Yeah. I'll have the straps up to you.
Yeah. Bro, you're not wearing it right.
Hey, guys!
You're not wearing it right.
Do we have another?
I love this song. This
you
next
song,
this song is so good.
Yep. Oh, wow. You got to do this song.
You know what's funny? On my way here to work, I was listening to Bailamos.
Bailamos.
By
I can't
Enrique
sing
Iglesias.
It.
Oh, Enrique.
Remember Enrique?
Oh, yeah.
Enrique. Do you remember Hero with Enrique?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the
that
music
song
video?
Is insane. No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh.
She's like on a mattress in the desert.
The
I don't know
hottest.
How they got
you kinda
that
look
mattress
like,
there.
You kind of look like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really?
Oh, that's high praise.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In I Know What You Did Last Summer or Can't Hardly Wait.
That one.
Slow Motion.
So much. Music video.
Yeah, and Can't Hardly Wait. She's always
oh,
in
yeah,
slow motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made fun of that.
And her name's Amanda.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call you Jennifer.
Big compliment, you guys.
Jennifer Love Hewitt from Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God. Well.
So this next one is Baile Inolvidable. Dable?
Yes.
So I know baile is dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, like ballet.
But I don't know what the second part means.
I don't know.
Guess we'll figure it out.
I don't know either.
Go ahead, Shane.
Pensaba que contigo iba a envejecer.
Soccer announcer?
En otra vida. En otro mundo podrá ser. En esta solo queda irme un día y ver Pal cielo a ver si te veo ser. Si me ven solo y triste, no me hablen. Si me ven solo y triste, soy culpable. La vida es una fiesta que un día termina y fuiste tú mi baile inolvidable.
Nice. That was nice. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable dance.
Unforgettable. That's what it means.
Damn.
Inolvidable.
Inolvidable. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. I thought I'd grow old with you. In another life, in another world, it could be. In this one, all that's left is for me to leave one day and look up at the sky to see if I see you fall. Okay. If you see me alone and sad, don't talk to me.
Oh.
If you see me alone and sad, it's not my fault.
It's my fault.
If you see me alone and sad, it's my fault. Life is a party that one day ends, and you were my unforgettable dance.
Oh.
Okay.
Life is a party. You're a boy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Bad Bunny has a lot of regrets. Yeah.
Damn. These songs are like...
When you break it down, Bad Bunny, he's got feels. Yeah. Do you think when artists write songs, you know how people are like, oh my God, that song's about blah, blah, blah. Do you think that they're just... Do you think they're talking about someone specific? They're talking about many people. They're talking about.
I need to like listen to more Bad Bunny interviews. I need to get to know this guy.
Yeah.
To know, because maybe it's like, oh, he's just kind of writing about whatever, or
because maybe he's writing
personal.
About whatever.
I think these sound personal.
Yeah,
as hell.
Yeah. Really. I was wondering maybe the music, the beat is more maybe like more important to him than
interesting.
The beat on this song is so good.
Disclosure, I've not listened to a lot of Bad Bunny songs.
Oh, he's so good.
Really? Yeah. I haven't.
I've listened to a couple in there, but like I haven't listened to these, so I don't know what these sound like if they come across really sad or
No.
So listening, if I don't understand Spanish, I'm going to think, "Oh, this is a really jovial song."
They're sexy and they're also just like they kind of remind me of like sometimes Romeo Santos. I don't know if you know
what's
that.
What's that?
It's a bachata singer.
Ooh.
But like they kind of have this like really pretty guitar, and then Bad Bunny like he goes kind of hard with it.
Cool.
Like he's got like really, I love his music.
It's gonna be nice knowing the context now. So when I see him singing these songs, I'm gonna be like, I know.
You
what's
walk
going
up
on.
To him, Bad Bunny, Shane Top from SpongeBob.
Yeah, we're Super Bowl. Like, hey, Bad Bunny, Shane Top, Reddit stories. Anyways, wow.
Not from SpongeBob.
Well, yeah.
Reddit stories.
Sure.
Both.
Chips Ghost.
Reddit stories, Smosh Mouth.
No.
Try Not to Laugh, Most Annoying Kid at School. Anyways, I'm going to pull out some weird old
Leah Connell.
Hi, what's up? Shane Top from Every Blank Ever. Anyways.
Jesus. I'm Annalie Hancanto from TNTL. That's Try Not to Laugh. When you're in the stool, you hold water in your mouth for 30 seconds. And if you get bounced out, you got to go. And sometimes we do the thing called blind pairs.
You get it.
All right.
Hey, Shane Top, eat it or eat it.
Yeah.
What's up?
Adios, amigo. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Do you think, I'm curious, and leave a comment if this is true. It's got to be that even though we're reading the translation, we're like, oh, wow, this is what this means. It's got to hit so much harder in Spanish, right? Because there's certain words that like the translation.
I'm going to play
you the song after this.
I'm saying
to hear
like the words themselves, like in translation, do you lose some of the impact?
Definitely.
Yeah. And like
yeah.
That,
yeah.
See, that's why I want to learn another language because I'm so sad.
Yes.
And I'm like,
what
damn.
Is that word called? When you can't translate it in a different language that's specific to.
Because I think you've talked about this, and I've heard other
know.
People talk about this with languages, of there's certain words that it's just like, there's not a real translation.
Yeah. Do you guys, comment below, what is that word called when you cannot translate it into another language? Because I know in Russian, because my husband was translating what we're going to read later, he was just like, there's no, and then he'd find the word and he was like, no.
It's not,
that's,
not really.
He's like, no, that's not it.
I remember talking to a friend, this was a long time ago. I was talking to someone who was a fluent Spanish speaker. And they were talking about like, they're like, oh, there's this word that describes like a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not like, it's not love, but it's somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's not really a word. You'd have to use like a whole sentence.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, kind of sad. I remember being like, damn, like it's crazy to not know. And it's interesting, like language, I remember taking a class, a communications class in school.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how like language really forms our reality.
Yep.
And like language is the basis of all culture and everything because it's our understanding and of so much. So it's like you look at like everything about a culture and a lot of it comes from how the words they use for things and how they go about describing things. And
which is like, it's also very translated in cinema. Like when I watch a lot of Russian movies with H's, like it's a completely different vibe, obviously, because they had a different life growing up. But like, for example, he was going over the word gentle. So like, gentle to us means like soft or whatever, but he's like, you can describe a person as gentle. But
the
like there's a person who's gentle, but it's not gentle in our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like frustrated and going through these things. And I was like, I think I understand. So I think that's what's magic about other languages, which is why like it's so important to learn other languages, speaking to me and you who speak English. But like there's just like this other tapped in magic that these other countries are speaking, and it's so fascinating.
I know.
There's a word in Mandarin called xiao shun, and it's so cultural. It's like how, because in Chinese Asian culture, you really want to treat your elders and your family, like you put them first. Mm-hmm. And xiao shun is a word where you can describe someone like, oh, that person is very xiao shun, means like they put their parents first. They prioritize their parents.
They respect their elders. Vibes.
It's not even respect. It's like xiao shun is like you do everything you can to make your parents' lives easier. It's so interesting because I don't think there's that word in
there's
English.
Not a word. Like you'd have to describe it in a whole paragraph.
Yeah,
like they're very responsible for their parents and
very responsible for their parents. They help pay for certain things. They give gifts to the parents, like, and that's the word.
But of course, we don't have a word for that because we don't give a fuck about.
Exactly.
we're really not that good to our, not parents, but like to our elders. I think. That much in this country sometimes.
To be fair, a lot of our elders suck.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, man.
There you go. I know.
It's very interesting that like...
But there is cultures. There's so many cultures who do totally different things, and especially the parents aspect. But when I was looking up different cultures about women who give birth, so many different cultures handle it completely different. There's like a culture in India where a tribe of women come in, a community of women come in, and they do all the self-care on the mom. They do all the self-care. And then also in Asian cultures.
Yeah, it's called like 坐月. So it's like after you give birth, you have this like your mom comes and you do all of these like ritual or like just things that benefit the person who just gave birth.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is that in.
No.
I think it really translates to like 坐 means sitting. 坐月, like
you're sitting. Also,
for a month.
Am I wrong? But they're not really like, they're not focused so hard on the baby as much, like the partner is and the other family
and,
is.
And the mother is literally like refueling herself.
Yes, she's taking care of.
Yes, people are taking care of her. I think there's also like you don't wash your hair for a month.
Oh, wow.
Like you literally can't do anything physical and you're sitting and you have to eat certain meals and you're being taken care of.
I was looking into that because I was like, that sounds awesome.
I think there are like facilities now.
There are facilities. I honestly think, yes, it's culture, but also it's like it's your decision how you want to do things, but it's wild.
But there is like very different views and like normal practices across the world. It's interesting when you learn about other stuff of just like it makes you question everything that we do and be like, oh, this is what our small little pocket of the world decided is normal.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of important to realize like how different it is.
I just think it's so important to be curious. Like you say you go to another country and you're like, oh, I feel so dumb, but it's like, great. Go there and be curious. Like,
oh,
I think,
for sure.
I don't have to go to another country to know that I'm dumb. But
I wake up.
I wake up dumb.
But it is absolutely fascinating wherever I've traveled and just being like how different every small little thing can be.
Yeah.
Like, especially like dining anywhere.
Yeah.
Going and getting food anywhere in the world, you're just like, wow, all the practices are so different. Even yeah. the small subtle. Yeah.
Like going to a Chinese restaurant, we have a Lazy Susan and everyone shares like family style. Mm. And then I think sometimes people are like, oh, you don't order your own entree. Everything is family style.
I love family style.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. And then I've gone to dinners with other people who they are like, I will never share
right.
my entree.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Those people are not my friends.
Okay.
Okay, let's.
We're going to move on to a different language here.
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Spelled T-A-G-A-L-O-G.
Yes. I was saying, my dumbass was saying Tagalog for.
It's not a Girl Scout cookie. It's not a Girl Scout cookie.
None of us have actually.
I don't think I could. I don't know if I've probably heard people speak it, but I wouldn't be able to.
Well, Selena's here. She's fluent and she's going to tell us.
Okay. So it's a lot like Spanish in that each syllable.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is pronounced
one way. It's got its
and it's like the consistency of the vowels.
Okay.
Is like E is A is A.
Okay.
It's like A E E O U.
Uh huh.
I also spelled or I wrote it phonetically in case it was hard, but I'll let you guys try this first. This is from a famous movie scene, so this is very dramatic.
Okay, this is super dramatic.
It's short, but it's dramatic.
Who should take person one and who should take person two? You cast it.
Olivia, you take person one.
Okay.
Okay.
Shane, you take person two, and then we'll...
Okay, great.
Around.
Nagu... Oh, let me start over. Sorry. Take two.
Yeah. And remember, super dramatic.
Oh, it's... Okay.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic scene.
Nagu stuhan nio ba.
Sinira mong kanta. Binaboy mo. Bilu ang... Nagsag sambing isinelang na ang aking karibal. And so what I'm saying there is, you'll never make it. You're nothing but a second-rate, trying-hard copycat.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What did I say? Did you like it?
I said, you ruined the song. You desecrated it. Crazy is the person who said that my rival's been born. You'll never make it. You're nothing but a second-rate, trying-hard copycat.
Whoa.
What? So this song, this movie's about like a music situation.
Yeah.
What's the movie called?
I actually don't know. I just know it.
You just
that
know that it's a famous.
Is like people.
So plenty of people, because I know we have a lot of listeners and watchers.
Didn't we have a watch party in the Philippines?
Yes. For Smosh Hospital, there was a watch party in the Philippines. I think we have a lot of Filipino fans.
I love it.
Now we pissed them all off with our horrible pronunciation of everything.
I bet.
I want to send you something right now.
Okay.
Maybe we're wrong, but I bet they appreciate us trying.
So, Selena, you wrote it out with a better pronunciation here.
Yeah.
Nagustuhan nyo ba.
Yep.
Sinira mong kan ta binaboy mo. Ba liu ang nagsa sa bing. Isini lang na ang aking karibal. You'll never make it. You're nothing but a second-rate, try-hard copycat.
I love it. I love it.
I wonder. All right, judge me in the comments.
It's really pretty.
How bad was that?
It's really, really pretty. I'm into it.
It's so interesting. When you don't know a language at all, it's so interesting how it sounds like people are saying the same word over and over and over again. Because there's a lot of similar sounds.
Well, especially with music, they're just they are repeating. They are actually repeating.
But with that, they...
Okay, in Tagalog, is nyo, what's nyo?
N-Y-O.
Yours, plural.
Yours, plural. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And is Nyo the right pronunciation of that?
Nyo.
Nyo.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Nyo.
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 Bebot.
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 By the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, you got this one?
Sure.
Olivia, how's it going?
I'm trying to do something, and I think this is going to be really good.
Oh.
Okay.
You're writing something out.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
Bebot by Black Eyed Peas.
Oi pere pakingan, pakingan nyoiko eto nyeng tunyeng nya Filipino.
I know that one.
Gailing sa barrio sabeng bato. Pumunta nyeng?
Nang.
Nyang. Pumunta nyang L.A.?
L.A.?
Okay.
Trabajo. Like trabajo.
Oh,
like
oh
wow. Like, trabajo. This is where the Spanish influence comes
okay,
in.
So it's normally spelled with a J. Nag trabajo. Mm-hmm. Para makatulong sa nanye.
Nanay.
Nanay. Mm-hmm. Dahil sa harap nyang. Dahil sa harap niyang buwe. Pero masaya paran ang kule. Pag kumain nagaka ame.
Sorry, guys. I wrote something, but then I wanted to write something else because this song has been stuck in my head.
Okay.
And it's been a childhood song that I love.
Can't wait.
Okay, great.
That I love.
I love it. Okay. Yang kanan chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo.
Oh, chicken adobo.
Yang.
My favorite Tagalog word.
Balat.
Not balut. Balut.
Balut.
Same
here,
thing.
You keep going.
Bene benta sa kanto tage mo na nga ang baso pare ko inuman na tayo.
That was great, Olivia.
Yay!
Really? I think it's because I also grew up with a lot of Filipinos, and I'm not going to do the Cameron Diaz thing, but I did grow up with a lot of Filipinos.
I haven't been to the Philippines, but I grew up with a lot of Filipinos.
Really?
Yes. My best friend that I grew up next door to, was her mother was from the Philippines.
The Philippines?
Yeah. And yeah. Lumpia, uh-huh. Adobo.
Uh-huh.
I ate it every single day.
Love it.
Nice.
Okay, translation. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, friend, listen to me. This is a true Filipino from the town called Sapang Bato, Stony Creek. Went to L.A., worked to help his mom. Life was hard, but still fun and full of color. Eating with my hands, the rice, chicken adobo, the balut sold at the corner. Raise your hand, raise your glass, my friend. Let's drink. I wonder, what is balut again? It's a
duck egg.
Okay.
Like an egg.
It's a
and
duck
egg. There's like a half. It's like a fetus of an egg in there.
I got to go over to Mythical Kitchen a few months ago, and I had Jollibee with Josh, and that was awesome.
What is Jollibee?
Jollibee is a Filipino fast food chain, and it was so fucking good.
Every time you say Filipino, I want to say Filipino.
Why?
And I'm sorry.
You can.
Just because I just grew up with a lot of Filipinos, and that's just like how...
Filipino?
Yeah.
Filipino?
Yeah,
I'll say it with peas.
Yeah.
So in Tagalog, there are like we only have 20 letters.
Oh.
We don't use C's, F's, J's, X's.
And I've been saying we should get rid of F. I've been saying that.
Oh, I love F.
To say these words, you use if you want the F sound, it's PH.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you want the J sound, it's H.
H.
Mm-hmm. But let's get rid of Q. We don't need it.
And X's, I'm fine with that.
Ask you a question.
like a V, it's like a B.
Yep.
Like instead of like Victor, it's like Victor. Mm-hmm. Or like Velcro, it's like Velcro.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Love that.
That's so interesting. Random Tagalog phrases.
Sus Mari Joseph.
Good job, Olivia.
Jesus Mary Joseph.
It's like an exclamation.
And Mary,
yeah, the P.
Mary is P. Sus.
Baba ba kaba. Baba ba kaba.
Baba ba.
Baba
ba going down.
Baba ba
is going. I'm going down.
Baba ba is yeah. I'm going.
And baba ba kaba. Are you going down?
Oh. And sugar. Baba ba.
No.
Swinging.
God.
Oh,
great song. What's that band again? Fall Out Boy. It's fine. My brain needed for me to connect those dots. You know?
It's funny. Until it's like tofu, we were talking though. About this, Selena, I don't think I've ever heard. So many people speak other languages and I never hear them speak.
Wait, I'm so excited. I guess when would they this ever one too.
What is this?
This is Russian.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. This is like.
Oh, I am.
Okay. So you wrote something in Mandarin.
No. Yes. I also want you guys to say the phrase. That one up there is important that you say this.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's. We can
Are
do
we doing Mandarin?
Mandarin?
We're not doing Russian?
We'll do Russian.
We'll do
now,
Mandarin first.
My pronunciation of this is going to be awful.
Okay.
Because Mandarin's a lot of like, it's not just. There's a lot of like.
Yeah, yeah, inflections.
Yeah, and I, okay. All right. I'm going to butcher this, so you know. Da jiao hao wo heng ke a wo shi yi ge sao me wo shi yi ge xiao me shane shi yi ge niao niao. How horrible was that?
It was good. The first three words were good.
did I say completely different words?
Yeah.
God damn.
This is how I would say it.
I want to hear.
Okay.
大家好，我很可爱。我是一个草莓。我是一个小妹妹。Shane是一个尿尿。
Yeah, baby.
So it means hello, everyone. I am very cute. I'm a strawberry, and I'm a little sister. Shane is a pee-pee.
Did I end up saying something different?
No.
No, you said Shane is a pee-pee.
I said Shane is a pee-pee.
It just sounded all like bad.
It just sounded horrible.
Horrible.
If I was anywhere around people who spoke Mandarin, they'd be like, stop talking to me, dude.
Would they?
They would just be like, what are you saying? For example, like my name is actually, okay, like Shui Jiao means sleep. Say Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao. Okay, and then say Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao.
Shui Jiao.
Sui jiao. Sui jiao means dumpling. Sui jiao means sleep.
Are they written the same?
No.
Okay.
But they sound like.
It's the way you're saying it is different, but they're not written the same. But the way you're saying it sounds the same, but it's different.
Like my name is Sui Mu. That's my name. Sui Mu.
Sui Mu.
Sui Mu.
Yeah. And then Sui Mu means water buffalo.
Does your name have.
No.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with
Sui Mu.
It's just literally
so,
the.
Sui Mu is Olivia. Sui or just Olivia Sui? Or just Olivia. Okay. And then Sui Mu is water buffalo. Mm-hmm. Sui Mu.
Is yeah. Wow. Like Sui Jiao is sleep. Sui Jiao.
Sui Jiao is dumpling.
That's
he's like, 我要睡觉. 我要睡觉 means I want to go to sleep. 我要睡觉. I want a dumpling.
Sleep and dumpling.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sleep and dumpling.
If I'm ever in China and I'm so tired, people just keep giving me dumplings.
I know.
I'm like, I don't want a dumpling.
I got gifted this amazing baby book that I read to Cole at night. I think it's called My Little Dumpling or something. And it's her parents are promising her dumplings in the morning. And she's like, I want a dumpling now. And they're like, go to sleep. So she goes to sleep. And she has this dream that she opens up the store and there's this woman cooking dumplings. And she's like, and she puts her in the dumpling and wraps her up. And she's like, no, don't eat me. And the woman's like, ah.
Oh, my God, scary.
This is a children's book?
Yeah, and then she doesn't eat her. She doesn't eat her. And then she goes, okay, I'll put you back. And she puts her back to bed. And then she wakes up and she goes, I want dumplings. And the whole dream is like her being eaten as a dumpling.
Whoa.
It's kind of like.
Kind of scary.
It's great, though. I kind of love it. I love the little scary books.
Okay.
I'm frightened.
Anyways, my son's having a great time.
And yeah. Your son's like freaking the fuck
out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't want to be eaten, mom.
No, he's just trying to eat a book. He's not listening to it yet.
That amazes me about the inflection.
Yeah,
stuff.
Do this one.
Oh, shit.
Let me try this.
This
Let
is
me
a
try
song.
This first two sentences.
Amanda can try it.
Pei ni ku kan liu li zing yu? Nope.
X is she, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She you. I'm not doing well. Luo
Q is chu.
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 I have no idea. Luo. Luo. Zay. Zay. Z. D. No. No.
Is the Z a Z?
Or Z. Luo. Zai. Ch.
Zai. Ch. Oh, ZH is ch.
Ch.
Ch. D.
Uh huh.
And what's Q?
Cho. No, but okay, so that YU is like it's like your mouth. It's like it's so much of it is like how you position your mouth. It's like Q is, it's not like Q. It's like I cannot describe it.
It's okay.
You have to learn the language. Yeah.
Basically what we're saying is you cannot teleprompterly blind read languages. You have to learn them.
Q is like shh.
Chu.
Just try reading it.
T, D, Chu.
Yeah.
Shang.
Yeah.
Rang ni de le. Keep you go, Shane.
Lo zai wo zhan bang. Yao ni shang xin wo de a.
Yes.
Nice.
Chi ken wei ni yong gan ni hui kan jian.
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 Okay, you did way better. Hell yeah.
So this is a, this is what you just wrote.
Xingfu.
Xingfu de so zai.
Yeah.
Wait, X is
she. It's like a sh.
Xingfu de
so zai.
Something.
Okay, wow. So this is what you just wrote down.
Yes, this is a song that if you grew up in, you know, the 2000s and watched this TV show. Yes, how do you know?
I watched Meteor Shower.
This is Meteor Garden, yeah. So it means accompany you to watch the meteor shower falling on this earth. Let your tears fall on my shoulder. Need you to believe in my love. Only willing to be brave for you. You will see where happiness lies.
Oh. Wow. So this is a song that was part of a show or just a...
Yeah, it's a part of this like boy group called F4. Yeah. It's like Meteor Garden.
That was huge in the Philippines.
Really?
When I was growing up.
Because my TikTok algorithm is showing me a lot of F4 stuff.
Are they still a band?
They've recently performed together.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I loved them. Like there was even a Korean drama that was like a remake of this called... Boys Over Flowers. Lee Min Ho. Y'all know Lee Min Ho? Oh my God. Jerry Yan, Lee Min Ho, they were like the heartthrobs of this show, and there were like different versions of the show. And they also did a remake because it's just so popular.
Wow.
And this song is just like reappearing on TikTok again. And
that's weird.
These guys have not like aged and they just still. And it, this, you, it's crazy. It's so good.
How?
They have so many hits like this song.
Damn.
I have to play it for you guys.
I really want to hear it.
I woke up like singing the song in my head. I love this song.
And they're called F4?
Meteor Garden. Meteor Shower.
Meteor Garden.
Meteor Garden. And I love that Selena knows about this.
It was huge in the Philippines when I was growing up.
Like, the Taiwanese version?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Wow. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
I know.
It's like international show.
That's why I love this episode right now because I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, that's really hard.
That was hard.
Oh, God.
Okay, so now we have Russian.
Do we want to do just the middle paragraph?
Yeah.
So.
I want to read this.
This is a song. Okay, so this is a poem.
Okay.
This is a Russian poem that was put into a movie, like a 3-hour movie, and this woman is singing it.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about it. I really struggle with the pronunciation of things because I'm not kidding. Like my mouth doesn't do that because I haven't practiced like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not really going to sing the song, but it's «Мне врачтя ещё». Что ви премня спокойня обнямятья другую не прочетья не ва адавам огне каз гарет гарет за то что я не вастелюю что эмя не Mayo. Gardy is probably just rolling
it's
around.
Like, God,
what the hell? Moi nieze nieze nyai. Nye. Ubini. 예피에
니 지념 네 녀치오 치오 부스와예 시죠 시죠 내가 그다.
Do you guys want to try?
The stakes are so much higher for you.
Of course. And you know what? I am happy to be the fool right now.
Что не что не когда вы стройковной тишине не про.
So when they're dashes, it's one word. So прапрают is one word.
Oh, okay. Не прапрают над нами аллилуйя.
Yeah, and that's hallelujah.
I was assuming, is that hallelujah?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's, he sent us obviously the whole.
What is, I gotta hear the song.
The whole poem.
Oh, it's a poem, not a song.
It's a poem, but in the movie, this woman sings it. I can play it for you guys after, if you guys want. So what we just sang, and I got kind of the, so there's like a literal translation and then there's the poetic translation. This is the poetic translation. I like the fact that you don't feel ashamed as you, before my eyes, embrace another. I like the fact that I will not be damned to hell for kissing someone else with ardor. That you would never use my tender name in vain. That in silence of the church's towers, we'll never get to hear the sweet refrain of hallelujah sung somewhere above us.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Is that the translation for the second paragraph? Yeah. Maybe it is.
Because this is the first one.
Oh, the first one? The first one is so good. I like the fact that you're not mad about me. I like the fact that I'm not mad for you, and that the globe of planet Earth is grounded and will not drift away beneath our shoes. I like the fact that I can laugh here loudly, not play with words, feel unashamed and loose, and never flush with stifling waves above me when we brush sleeves and not need an excuse.
Oh.
So I asked him, I was like, what is this about? So the main poem is that this was like a long lost love that is broken up.
Mm.
And this is my husband's translation of the poem. Long lost love that was broken up. You've lived other lives. You see them in public and you're reminded what you loved about them. Mm. And her thing is she loves that this person isn't like, I have to be with you or I'm going to die. Mm. She likes that this person's like, I like that you're not speaking my name in life or death.
We're just kind of.
I like that you can touch my sleeve and we can move past each other and you're not like holding on to me. Yeah. I like that you, and this is where the gentle comes in, but like, it's not that the person's gentle, but I like that there's like a
softness.
It's not even, I tried. It's soft. There's not like a right word for it, but I feel like
I can understand. It's like an open, soft, tenderness.
A tenderness.
Gentleness.
Yes. It's basically care. Like, and I broke it down. I was like, so it's a long lost love that she just saw and she's reminded that she loves how independent that person was of her.
Mm.
That they just.
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie, Past Lives.
Past Lives. Oh my God. That movie is so incredible. So yeah, this is
interesting.
This is a poem that an actor sang in a movie.
Okay.
What movie is this?
What movie is it? He messaged it.
It has me wondering.
I think it's in the email. Maybe.
When they have words like ardor and stuff, I'm like, what was the like? What does so much of this mean in Russian? You know, that's where like I really want to learn other languages because I'm like sad that I'm like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get to know.
Yeah. Well, guys, maybe my goal is by the end of this year, I'll be able to like carry on some sentences and maybe be able to speak.
Well, if we ever have
a
guest who speaks Russian, we got to have you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I also thought about a word in English that other people might understand.
What's up?
Like Riz.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Riz is probably hard to. Well, that's charisma.
I know, but then how do you explain that to someone who doesn't know?
I mean, slang probably is so hard.
Yeah, slang is hard.
Yeah. Like.
Riz.
It does remind me of when we were in Japan. I think I told this story already. When we were in Japan and then we saw a bunch of like school children walking past. They're probably all like 12, 13. And Courtney did the like 6'7" thing. And like a couple of these Japanese kids were like, 6'7". Like, it was so
no.
funny. We were like, oh my God, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. I don't
Más
get it.
Más o menos. Más o menos. That's like, I'm so-so in Spanish. And they're like, muy bien. It's like, más o menos.
That's
like a thing you were doing when you were younger. Más o menos. Muy bien.
Anyways.
Well. Wow. Put in the comments. Listen, guys. We're not perfect, but we're curious. We want to learn. And my Russian, my God, is going to get. This is good for me to watch back to and go, wow.
It's going to be crazy when we do an episode entirely in Mandarin.
I know, because we're very Chinese now.
Yeah.
I am not.
Also,
I'm not good at that.
I know that by now of this airing, the Broncos most likely have lost.
Oh, that's my just, God.
Wait, you're predicting that?
You're going to Colorado with that vibe?
Why? Why are you doing
that? This is
going
to be awesome. It's going to be fun to be there. I don't care if they lose or not. They probably lost. Look, here's the thing. If by some miracle the Broncos do win the Super Bowl, I will get a perm.
Great. Yeah, this is the thing.
I can't wait.
That's the thing that I've said. It's a promise I've made. I've never.
You have to grow out your hair, though.
I will grow out my hair and I'll get a perm.
I think you would look great with a perm.
Thank you.
I don't know what. It will look like.
And if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, you'll go platinum.
Yeah. So if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I might go platinum.
You'll go
really?
Platinum. Intense spray tan, go platinum.
Really?
I don't know. Oh, my God. Talk about, like, the 2000s in Massachusetts. And my eyebrows are going to be real thin. Real thin.
And that's going to come back. If both of those teams win, I will get a BBL.
Okay.
Okay, so Olivia's never getting a BBL.
First time in history, two teams win the Super Bowl, yeah. And they're both from the AFC.
And I get a BBL.
Okay. Okay. So those promises have been made. We'll see what happens as of right now. But one of our teams will go to the Super Bowl. How cool is that?
I'm going to have to drop so much money to platinum my hair.
No, just do it a box dye.
No. I've been told don't.
No?
No.
I've been told don't.
You have so much hair.
And just let me perm your hair.
No.
Okay.
Oh, what? No. You're just agreeing?
I'm going to go to a place.
And now I can go to my place. I'll perm it.
You have a studio?
She has a permit for perms.
You have a permit.
I just put your hair, like roll it in like little baby carrots. Roll it and then put some steam on it.
Okay.
You know?
Great. Okay.
And then eat you like a little dumpling.
Okay.
Well.
This has been lovely. Thank you for watching. To all of our bilingual fans out there,
we
love you.
Love you.
Olivia, thank you for bringing Mandarin and teaching us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for bringing Russian, Bad Bunny.
Thank you. I think I bring a little Bad Bunny to every video.
You do.
Well, yeah. We're going to shut this off and play some Bad Bunny. Bye, guys.
Bye.